All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Wheel Wednesday. I'm Scott from Koenig. That's Dal from Koenig. And we are here with another glorious episode of Wheel Wednesday.
Wheel Wednesdays.
Before we get into this, because it's usually the time where I forget, please make sure you like this video and subscribe down below.
Down below.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, so we've been racking our brains here to kind of come up with a topic for you.
Yeah.
And we've come up with one that's been asked a few times, so we figured we'll just...
Might as well do it.
So the question we get is, everybody knows that around SEMA is the time that we release new wheels. And that's been pretty traditional. We have occasionally done some mid-year release, but for the most part, most automotive companies release their new products right in that that SEMA time. It's a good, convenient time. One is that it's a few months before the actual next year,
yep.
Right? You know, because it's usually in the end of October, beginning of November time. The next thing is that products usually are done, but not necessarily on shelves before the first of the year. So it gives a little bit of time to introduce the product, have a little bit of breathing room, and also to kind of be able to get the word out about the product before it actually arrives. So that's pretty traditional, and we usually follow that pattern. This year may be a little bit different. There's a few things that obviously that have happened this year in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, due to COVID, everything has been,
a little bit different.
A little bit different this year.
A bit different. So,
a little bit upsetting, but it's okay. Hopefully soon we'll be back to normal, but we'll see on that.
Yeah,
don't quote me.
Some things are getting back to normal. Dad finally got an engine in his car.
Hey, finally got the motor back in.
So we're making progress, but... with some of our stuff, we have been hard at work producing new wheels, and this year will be slightly different in the sense that SEMA obviously is not happening in a physical sense.
Yep.
We're doing SEMA 360 for those of you that don't know. When SEMA canceled the physical show, they decided to go to a virtual show environment, and that will occur the same days, November 2nd through the 6th.
Yep, is that today's? Was that Monday through Thursday?
No, the show usually happens Tuesday through through Friday.
You're right.
But I think for some reason, it might include Monday. I don't know.
Everything's different this year, so.
So we just finished setting up our SEMA 360 booth. If you're coming to SEMA 360 virtually without leaving your house. Then we're there. Feel free to
swing on by.
Click the message button and connect with somebody. You connect with Dout. He's got a beautiful picture.
Yeah, it's beautiful A1. Picture. A1.
Yeah, taken by yours truly. So he's got his picture up there, and there'll probably be a little button under there that says connect, and you'll be able to speak to Dout on the good old
I interwebs. Promise. I'm a nice guy, I think. I hope.
You know.
I think so.
Marginally. So what's different is that you're not going to go to SEMA 360 and necessarily see all of our brand new wheels. We have a lot of product out there, a lot of things going on, and a lot of information. But this year, we are releasing a few things at SEMA 360. So the teases will be there, and we will do our best during that week to release those to you as well. Maybe after the SEMA 360 week, so stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. Definitely stay tuned. Like and subscribe.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, you like that. Throw that midway, too.
We're plugging, yeah. This way, just in case you missed the intro.
Just in case you fast-forwarded just a little bit.
If you heard, just in case you were hoping it was going to get better. Sorry. So this year, what we're going to do is we have a couple things that will be new on the SEMA 360 site. We are going to plan to come to you roughly after that and show you kind of what we have going on. And we will do a more hard, very specific release of our wheels live to you probably in December. this year has just been different.
It's been a weird year. Oh, so everybody, please be patient with us.
Yeah.
It's with everybody, and it's not only us. True. Yeah, it's just everything has been weird.
That's true. And there's been a couple things that will throw things off, right? The first thing is we had, obviously the COVID thing, which caused us to have to shift some gears and juggle some things around. We're actually based in New York, so our state was a little harder hit, especially in the beginning.
Yeah, definitely in the beginning.
So we lost a little bit of time there, and our focus shifted to making sure that your wheels would arrive and ship, and we continue to do business without missing any steps. So we lost a little bit of product development time there, but we quickly got back on that. Now with SEMA 360 not being in a physical sense, we're trying to figure out ways to bring you the product, which usually for SEMA usually like arrives, like their samples usually arrive like the day before the show.
The day before.
It always comes down to the wire, no matter how many times. And listen, I built SEMA vehicles before. I know a lot of SEMA vehicle builders. And I will tell you that no matter how much lead time you know for SEMA, no matter how far in advance you start,
always going to be.
It will always be the last minute.
Always be last minute. Everything will always be last minute.
Yep. Oh, there's something about this podcast that makes... That's why I'm not going to say it. Cause that's
get a little sleepy, huh?
Yeah, it gets me tired. So we're going to do our best to put up something that we're planning in December. And it's going to be... we think... At this stage, it's going to be like a live event. We're probably going to do it here on YouTube, so make sure that you are signed up. Click like that notification subscribe. Bell. Get the bell.
Oh, yeah, you got the bell now.
Toggle the bell. Put the bell on, because the bell may be the way.
I was going to do another like and subscribe thing, you know, kind of hit it throughout the whole.
In case you really fast forwarded.
In case you really fast forwarded.
So, so our plan is we're going to try to put out like some sort of live event. We can introduce you to the product live, and we're going to walk you through all the products, show it to you, and go through specs and all that stuff. That's our plan. But what I will say about the new product is that in just a few weeks, especially the week, if you're not going to SEMA 360, there is something that we have been working on for quite a bit that we're going to tease at SEMA 360. I'd imagine when we put it up, there is a potential that it will get leaked from there, and somebody will share it somewhere and then it may circulate. It's just a teaser. It's not the full thing, but stay tuned because
I think you guys will like it.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. I mean, we've been working on some of this development for a while, and I think the program that we're about to introduce, it feels like the right time. It's something we've talked about before. And I feel pretty excited about it. And now we're just going to...
I'm definitely excited about
it. Yeah, we're now just going to be rolling it out. So stay tuned for that. But I guess the question we're just trying to sum up and answer for you this year was, you know, a lot of people have been saying, you know, are you going to be releasing brand new product at SEMA? So the answer to that is kind of yes.
Kind
of. And the other question we've been getting a lot is, well, if SEMA is not going to be physical... And, you know, usually they count on, like, companies, like, you know, media like Super Street and Speed Academy and some of the magazines and D Sport and all those things to actually do some of the live videos and walk around. And, you know, Hoonigan does it and PazMeg. And so these guys, they Grassroots Motorsports, they go out there and they get the content, they shoot the new products, and you see them up on their website, social media, stuff like that. So the question is, you know, how will you guys be releasing those new products if it won't be debuted at SEMA? I would imagine if, you know, very least the week after SEMA, we will drop the teaser part. And then I would say in December, we're going to try to put out something. The thing is, we could put something together quicker, but it would feel rushed, and I really think that it just would be better.
No reason to rush.
Yeah, why would, just 1 month, because the wheels won't be here yet anyway.
I think you guys could wait. Just be patient.
And then while you're being patient, click that like button.
Like and subscribe button.
And don't forget the bell.
Don't forget the bell.
but anyhow, so that's our plan. Nothing really crazy about that. Let's see. Some housekeeping before we get out of here. We got a new video guy, Alex. I think I mentioned last week. Maybe we'll introduce you at some point. But he's kind of settling in and coming up with some stuff.
He's not sick of us yet, so.
No, we got like another few weeks for that.
No, I was going to say a couple more weeks and then we'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
So we got that stuff going on. We hope to get back to our every Friday content pieces shortly. There's been a lot going on, obviously, with SEMA 360 and trying to get ready for next year and some of the products and stuff like that. So, you know, with Nick's departure and Alex kind of getting up to speed, we just haven't gotten to the point where we're able to release some of that stuff yet. So stay tuned for that. It's coming your way. I don't know. Anything else you could think of?
Like and subscribe.
Anyhow.
Right.
So that's really it. Nothing really crazy going on this week. If you have anything going on, let us know in the comments below. Let us know kind of if there's anything you'd like to see from us, any content, any podcast topics. I don't know. That's pretty much it. All right. So we hope that you guys have a good week, and we will catch you next Wednesday. Don't forget that we go live today, every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Instagram and Facebook. So come through, swing through, join us. Bring some questions. Bring a drink.
Bring a drink. Hang out for a while. Everybody's sitting at home anyway, so.
Not everybody.
Well, not us at least, but.
Anyhow, so that's it. Have a good week, and we'll catch you next week.